Okay, so we're holding in the middle of the Groz Bir on Pasuk Chafei, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chafei. So the Pasuk says, Al Tachmod Yof Yoh Bilvav Echa. Don't desire its beauty in your heart. Ve'al Tikachacha Ve'af Apea. And don't let it take you with its winking eyes. So we saw last week, the Goyin says, the beginning of the Pasuk, obviously, Lashon of Tachmoid, refers to Chemda. And he said that Chemda, a person has a tendency to come to Chemda on his own, because as we said in the past, the Goyin told us in the past that Chemda is an issue of taking excess of something that you need. That's in, everybody needs a house, needs food, needs to be able to support his family, but there's a tendency to go for excess, motarot, to be, and that's something which the person kind of falls into on its own. He's not necessarily trapped by some external thing, but something that he anyway really has to be involved in or has to partake in, and then he gets carried away. And that's what he says, that the Pasuk is warning us, Atachmoit ma'atzmecha yofya, meaning the motarot, not to try for and yearn for and desire extras. Now the Goyin says, this is where we're up to, bilvavecha. So Lashon is Atachmoit yofya bilvavecha, not to desire its beauty in your heart. And bilvavecha here is written with two bases. We know the Gemara in Brachos Darshins, when it says two bases, that's referring to the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And that's the way the Goyin is going to be mefarish the pasuk here. That's the Chagav is Keseder. That's the way the Goyin is mefarish everything. It's based on the Sukkim is mefarish al pi Chazalim. Straight through all the time. He's applying Chazalim in the Peyush HaPasuk. So he says, bilvavecha here is bishnei yitzrecha, with your two yitzers, the yitzer toiv of the yitzara, both. So don't desire its beauty, meaning the excess of olam hazeh, with your hearts, meaning with your yitzahara, with your yitzer toiv and your yitzahara. Leimar saying, shagam zeh nitzrech lavodas Hashem. Like, you can end up saying, like, this also I need for Avodas Hashem. It's very easy, like we said last week, to justify wanting extra olam hazeh. And you say, no, this is important. You know, we need to have a bigger house, more room, so we should have yeshiva das for learning. Marchivim is daita, you know, then you come out with the chazals, the marchivim daita shel adam. And so the pasuk is warning you, don't try that. The second part of the pasuk, "V'alti kochacha be'afapea," that's referring to taiva, not chemda, but taiva. Ki lahataiva yesh pituyim v'chalakat peh. Taiva, lusts have pituyim, and there's like they have an aspect of sweet talk, smooth talking, is that they're not really good, right? They're not. Taivas achila, for example, right? Nobody actually thinks that that's beneficial to the person's body. It's harmful, right? Overeat and eat unhealthy food. So, but elamai, it's sweet talk to you. Take a little bit, you know, and all of a sudden, more and more and more. Or one time's not so terrible, you know. Once a day. It gets so there's like a chel kaspe over there, and that's on that the Goyin says the pasuk is saying l'chein al tikachacho, which means kloima shehi loy tikach oitcho, that it shouldn't take you. Don't let it seduce you. Be'afapea, with its winking, with its eyelids. Ki ataiva hi anukva shela mirma, because the taiva is the nukva of deceit, is like the female aspect of deceit. Shemara toivel adam, that it shows good to the person, it looks enticing. Vehema fesichais, and it's they're really swords. It looks good, but it's dangerous. Omefatei mebachutz. It's a dude, it says Lashon for the Pasuk, Chol kach ma'os mepiv v'krav liboy rachu dvarav mishamen v'hema psichos. It looks like very nice, but it's psichos, the Rashi over there, the Mepharshim, whatever, says it means charavot, it's swords. Lashon of psichos is like a two-sided sword. I think that's like the, maybe one-sided already, but Lashon of that. So it says that the taiva is mefata mibachutz. It seduces the person from outside. Shemaris atzma lotoivoy. She shows herself to be good for him. Vara tamunba, and the ra is hidden inside of it. Achein amar. Therefore, he says, ba'afapel. You know, stam that. Right, Litzman. Got the law passed here in Israel, right? That when, if something has too much sugar or too much salt or too much, right? What is it? What's the other one? Fat, right? So you have to, they have the red, big red circle or red circle that's going to indicate that it has one of those three problems or two of those problems or three of those problems, right? What's the etz and the fart? Not necessarily, most people didn't necessarily. If you would ask them, do you think this is healthy? It's like, no, I know it's not, but you know, okay, everybody eats it, we all, yeah. But when you see the circle in your face, it's like, I don't know, maybe not. Same thing with cigarettes, right? They worked very hard to beat the cigarette companies in America, that you'd be able to put on the package, this is dangerous, this kills, cigarettes kill, you know. What's the pshat? The pshat is that it's enticing on the outside. It's enticing on the outside. It looks like, you know, there's like a geschmack there. The danger is concealed. The danger is not in front of your eyes. And we human beings are funny individuals that even though we might know something, if it's not in front of our eyes, we can be fooled by the external component of it. So what's the solution for that? Is to put on the outside there's the danger. To put it in your face, hey buddy, this is going to kill you. Or this is going to give you problems. This is going to clog your arteries. This is going to give you high blood pressure. Then you see it on the outside, it takes away the geschmack from the actual thing. Because it's on the outside. It's no longer concealed. Baruch Hashem, to the Gracie Yitzhahara today, that even that's not enough. But let me say it does help, and it helped me. But that's the phenomenon here. The gun is beautiful. Mefata imabachutz. It seduces the person external from the outside, from outside of him. Here it means it from the outside in the sense of, as opposed to chemda, which you anyway you're involved in, you're there. It's not coming to you from the outside. A little bit different context, But he's saying it is, but he points out Shemaras Atzma Lotoivloi, he is saying of it. It shows itself to be good for him, Varat Kamunba, and the hidden and the evil is hidden inside of it. So that's why he uses Lashon. Don't let it take you with its eyelids, meaning with the blinking. Kalema Mibachutz, meaning like externally, v'advarim toivim, with its good things, v'gamber mu'usa, with its deceit, ki derech ha-mirma liyos, or derech ha-mirame liyos koiritz be'enav, because that's the way of somebody who's trying to be deceitful, is to wink with his eyes. L'chein amar, huh?
Why is that?
Yeah, what's the winking? What is the wink? The wink, when a person winks, he's be'etzem saying like, I said something, but you understand I'm really referring to something else. Right? That's what a wink is. It's like an indication that there's a inside and outside here. It's not glut. I guess when you're deceiving the person, and I hope not you, but when somebody's deceiving, he doesn't actually wink, but to himself he winks. You know, like I think he's just using the concept of winking. That's what the concept of winking is. I think that's the way I understand it. In the Haggah over here, from, I guess from Menachem Mendel, Mishkalov, he says, this is in the Seidah, don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. Kinevataiva. Kinevataiva. Jealousy and taiva.
It's
interesting. I don't know. Lachei nikra semel akina. I don't know. I don't understand what he's saying over here. Okay. Vayte, next pasuk. Ki va'ad isha zoyno ad kikar lochem. Because if you end up getting enticed by the, we'll see, by the taiva, okay, by the taiva, if you end up getting enticed by the taiva, it's, right, so he says, ki ba'ad isha zoyna, for a woman who's a zoyna, you can end up getting down to having no bread, okay, that you're going to have to even ask, the way the Mefarshim explained it, Ibn Ezra says that you have to ask from the bria, is kikar lechem, you're begging for bread, you have nothing. Rashi says over there, lidei anius, you come to poverty, v'chayser kol tov, you're missing everything, you have nothing. So for an isha zoyna, a person can get so wrapped up in taiva, he can push it, blow away all his money, to the point that he has to ask others for bread. It's unbelievable. Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara satsut, and the eshes ish, right, will trap a dear soul. So let's see the goin. Kibad ish zaynat kigor lachum zeu negad taiva. That's this part of the pasuk is keneged taiva. Uhu ipach ha-Torah, right? Physical lust is the exact opposite of the Torah. K'mon she'kol sabna lamal, like we already said above, in Perek Beis, pasuk Yutes. V'chmon she'kol sabna medrash, like the Medrash says, ad she'ata mavakesh she'ikonez Torah l'teich me'echa, the Medrash says, before you daven, before you ask Hashem, that Torah should enter into your insides, bakesh she'lo yikonez achilu sh'tiyah b'toch me'echa. Ask him that no food and drink should go into your insides. This is like, really is not going to be a popular medrash today. Because most people want their cake and eat it too. They want to be able to learn Torah, but give me some geshmak olamazah too. But no, the medrash Chazal are telling you that at kama that you are a physical person, at kama that your pleasure in this world is eating and drinking physical pleasures, that's how much you are far from Torah. And the less taken by food and drink you are, the more Torah can go into you. You can either be a physical person, you could be a spiritual person. It's not, we don't ride on two accounts. We integrate, that's true. We take of the physical world what we need for to be healthy. But you can't be Roichev Atrei. What's that? What's the exception? What do you mean, Israel? There must be exceptions. You're saying that, yeah, that's it. But apparently not. So, therefore, says the Goyin, V'lachain, and therefore, says the Goyin, Oymer Shepad, Isha Zoyne Yovad Kikor Lochem. It's very beautiful what he does here. He says, that's why the Pasuk here uses this imagery that for an Isha Zoyne, which again is just the symbol of Taiva, of the epitome of physical lust. Your person is going to come to ad kikar lochem. Why dafa to a loaf of bread? Kaloimar, sheloyi yode afila halacha achas. He's going to come to the point that he doesn't even know a single halacha. He'll lose all Torah. He won't have any shaykhas to Torah whatsoever. He won't want halacha. Why? Shelechem wa Torah. Lechem refers to the Torah. Uchemeshikasi be Gemara. He's a beautiful Gemara. He says, like the Gemara says, it's a Gemara. In Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam at Beis, Asida Isha Shetitol Kiko Shel Truma, V'Teilech LeBeis HaMedrash, V'Tishal Im Tmeya Im Tohira V'Lo Yiyu Yoidin. When the Gemara wants to describe how Torah is going to be forgotten, the Gemara uses a mashal of that in the future a woman is going to take a loaf of Truma, a loaf of bread of Truma, and she's going to go to the Beis HaMedrash and ask, is this Tmeya or Ta'ira? And they're not going to know how to answer her. So the Gemara, why is the Gemara using the Kikor as the example of the fact that they don't know any halacha? That's the Gemara's example. It's a takeoff from this pasuk, Ad Kikor Lachem. Because Lachem is Torah. Lachem is Torah. So, for an Isha Zayna, if you get wrapped up in lust, and you get wrapped up in Taibas Gashmias, you get to the point that you're not going to know even a bit of Torah, Ad Kikor Lachem. Ve'eshes ish, the next part of the pasuk, ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara satsud. Eshes ish is the chemda. She eshes haraha yedua nikra ish. She's the wife, the bad wife, the known bad wife. I'm sorry, the bad wife of the known one who is called ish, meaning the ish blial, that bad guy, the bad guy, right? So the eshes ish means the wife of the bad guy, meaning the chemda. That's what chemda is. Nefesh yikara tatsud. And that chemda, which is this eshes ish kiviyochol, is going to trap a nefesh yikara. What does it mean? Shu hipucha mitzvos. Chemda is the opposite of mitzvos. Interesting. Taiva is the opposite of Torah, and chemda is the opposite of mitzvos. V'hine tzreches k'tzas. And it's a little bit needed, like we said, chemda. You need it a little bit. You need the house. You need the money, a little bit. Therefore, he says, afilu anefesh yikara. Even the nefesh yikara, shuhu bal Torah ve'yira, who's a bal Torah and yira, meaning not a person who's involved in taiva. He's not a grubba person. He's a person who's a nefesh yikara. He's a spiritual person. He's a person with Torah and yira. He tatsud bim tzudasa, but chemda can trap that person as well. Can trap the balteri of the yira in its trap. Shemar lo she nitzrechas liyishav oylem vagas Hashem, because she shows him, listen, you need this for settling the world, for avodas Hashem. There's an importance here to have these things. There's a much easier time to justify chemda than taiva. Taiva is grub. Somebody learns Torah and has yir shemayim. Mashaykhis, like the Goyim told us, right? That's a stranger to Yidden. Chemda is not a stranger. It's just an illegal woman. You're not allowed to marry her. You're not allowed to have what to do with you. It's something which be'etzem you do need, but excess and excess, it's off. It's wrong. So that chemda can trap even a ben Taira, even a bal Taira of the Yira. And he gives an example. I don't know what Rav Shamshon Ofel Hirsch would have done with this going, but right, he says, Shemar Eloi she nitzrechas li yishuv ha'olam v'vodas Hashem. The chemda shows the person that it's necessary for the yishuv ha'olam and v'vodas Hashem. V'toiv Torah im derech eretz. Oh, Torah is good with derech eretz. Like, that's part of the justification. You need this also. It's important. Obviously, the stomach of Hirsch would say it. The Goyin, why is the Goyin taking this Torah im derech eretz? Because it's be'emes, it's a lashon chazal, meaning it's a true nekuda. The problem is that you overapply it, and you're not allowed to overapply it. So you could take Rav Shamshon Ofel Hirsch's shita, again, but he meant it in a good way. He meant it in the shleimusdik way, in a way of perfect balance. But if you could take it and misapply it, and you get carried away with it, where it's suddenly becoming a lot more derech eretz than Torah, meaning a lot more ilam hazad than ilam habo. Va'amar nefesh yikara, and then the pasuk says nefesh yikara ke inyan of mitzvei secha tir daif nafshi, like the inyan of what we daven, right? That in your mitzvahs, my soul should chase your mitzvahs. So you see that nefesh relates to mitzvahs. So over here, that's what he said, that this chemda is the opposite of mitzvahs. It's trying to chip away. It's trying to be mashpi on the Baal Torah and Yira, not to be an Oisik in mitzvahs properly. To be Oisik in other stuff. Chase chemda, don't chase mitzvahs. Mitzvahsecha tirdoif nafshi. No. I want my nefesh to be roidef mitzvahs. The chemda tries to get you, we saw that's the inyan of the chemda, tries to get you to be roidef olam hazeh. See, that's the play on the nefesh. It could be to Torah, it could be to mitzvahs, or it could be to the opposite. And that's nefesh yikara satsud. V'amar yikara, And why does it say nefesh yikara? Because we're talking about it's dear. Ki atayra yikarhi mipninim v'chol chafatzecha yishvu po. That's the way the Torah is described in the pasuk, as it's more dear, expensive than gems. V'chol chafatzecha lishvu, nothing that you're going to want is be equal to it. The Torah is above all. So even that nefesh yikara, which is the nefesh of the Torah, meaning of a ben Torah, of a bal Torah, even that, the chemde can trap. Be careful. Kasafti lamala, and I wrote above, Sha'adam roidif achre hevle oilam, that a person chases after the vanities of the world, machmashnei barim, for two reasons. Oshu tzarech lezemoid, either he really needs it very much, ol machmashu dobi yokum oid veda benimtza, or because it's something very, very precious, expensive, a place, and it's not available. The derech leschabit bedover yokar. That's the derech to, a person wants to, like, shtuk kovet, the derech wants, like, you know, to people should respect it, so it's to show, to own something precious and expensive. There's nothing in the world that's more needed than bread. So that relates to the first thing that he said, right? Something very, very needed. Because that's what a person lives. So therefore on that, the Pasuk says, that if you get carried away with your lusts, you're a goner. You're not going to even have that kikor lechem, which is needed. And keneged the second thing that a person chases after the hevli oilam, that's, he says, yokar, omar, meaning something that's expensive, important, right? Omar, precious, omar, ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara satsud. That the eshes ish is going to trap the nefesh yikara ki lezeh. Because of this, the one who's looking for life, the one who's desiring life, he's using it here in a Lashon Mushal. Right? He's chasing a good life, meaning he's interested in his rotzen, is in the pleasures of the world. You can't trap him. The person that's involved in taivas, he stays indoors, the Goyen keeps telling us. And therefore, he just wants to be quiet in his house and with pleasure. So they can't trap him because he's inside, he's not outside. The Hevli Oilam Hazeh of Radifa Chechemdes is kibiyachal outside, you gotta go make a lot of money. This guy's a great grubba bal taiva, he's home being Isaac in his taivas. V'zeh Radifa Chechemda Hashket La Yuchal. But the guy who's chasing after Chemda, he's not staying quiet, he's not able to stay quiet. Achoisim Radifa Chavit, but what, yeah, those who are chasing after Chavit, Haidamanim Mechabdusa, they're looking for fancy clothing, or batim noyim, or fancy houses. Who roidef achemda? He chases after achemda. Achenam and nefesh yikar tatzu. Therefore, that guy who's on the move, he's going to be trapped. That's what pasuk says. That guy will be trapped. The guy with the type is not trapped. He's just going to lose everything. He's going to waste all his money on taivas. But the guy who's chasing after heavily olam hazeh, he's going to be trapped. He's going to be trapped in the sense that he's going to find himself doing less and less mitzvahs to the point that almost nothing in mitzvahs. And that's a terrible thing. Okay. What's that? And even a bal Torah of the year is in danger of that. Yeah.
Is there any correlation with the fact that chendo is moitzi mina mitzvahs? Chendo is like, it's the chedek of taiva that we're involved in the gemila. It's not my mechutz.
Yeah, I mean, the Goyen is relating that the chemda and the mitzvahs are related, and the taiva, because it's the opposite. The chemda is the opposite of mitzvahs. You should be roidef achem mitzvahs. Instead, you're being roidef. Chemda is the roidef after other stuff. And taiva is something which is a greasive pleasure. Well, Torah is a bigger pleasure. That's the opposite of it. It's something it's, yeah. Okay.
It relates to the fact that taiva is something that's being mishik us to come away from where we are. Where we are, it's like a grove. It's like bury yourself deep.
Yeah, he didn't seem to focus on that. Yeah.
It's all fakir. The Torah is, that's our breath. The mitzvahs is something we go out, we do it. Because a mock should be more with Torah than mitzvahs.
Uh-huh. So you're saying it does relate, it relates nicely.
Okay.
Why?
Torah is our, you know, that's where we're always holding by Torah.
Man.
Mitzvahs, here and there, we get opportunities for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is something you need to go to more. Torah is.
Okay, it could be this in another angle, maybe to look at it, but I have to think about it. But very good. Go ahead.